The Sprint by Alan Lizzle.
Art, good evening. Hopkins Junior High School Advanced Orchestra. This is Albert Jung, and I'll be one of your adjudicators this evening, and also I'll be your clinician. So I'm looking forward to hopefully giving you some nice advice in your clinic after this performance. Softer at the beginning, really expand your dynamic ranges, because you've got a very fine ensemble obviously here, so I think you can really expand these dynamics to really make the piece even more exciting. Yeah, nice, very nice cello sound. You know, I think around 25 or measure 28 or so, first violins, you can play closer to the frog, give yourself a little more energy there. I see a lot of you camped more near the tip, which is going to make it harder for you to achieve the sound you want. Yeah, you should be able to vibrate that open G. You know, you put the third finger above violins, the octave above. Very pleasant tone, very nice string sound, good balance. Basses, you go ahead and pizzicato a little bit more, get a little more warmth out of there. And make sure when you pizzicato, keep that left hand vibrating, which most of you are, because even though that note's, you're only pizzing on it, it needs to go on for half, for two counts. Some very, very solid playing. Good tension details. Yeah, a little bit more crescendo there. Good dynamic change there. Thank you. Oh, very nice. Very nice job. Good spring tone. Good sound. Very nice. Maybe start even softer here. Make sure you save the bow. Yeah, I'm looking at your bow strokes. I think you're getting through the bow a little bit too fast for these long slurs. You gotta save more tone for the ends of the long slur. Very, very nice sound. You know, if you can utilize more variations in bow pressure, bow speed, you could even make this even more beautiful. Thank you. Very beautiful. Bravo. Very beautiful sound. All right, now on to Vanishing Point by Richard Meier. Make sure these 16th notes are really accurate. You might just give just a little bit of a accent. Good accents. Bring out the bottom first violin part just a little bit more. Nice job in the basses and the cellos, which are counter rhythm. Bring it out seconds. Yeah, this is a one section where second violins are really outnumbered, so really bring it out. Thank you. thing I would say is like on those double fortes for the 16th notes, I know it's harder to play close to the frog 16th notes, but I think you can really give that really big fortissimo sound if you're a little bit closer to the middle frog. You gotta start the tip for the lower part of the range and then get to the frog, especially here, even here, da 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 da, maybe at the frog a little bit more. Plays really well together. It really sounds like you're really listening to each other and staying together nicely. Bravo, bravo, very nice. Very nice job, wow. What a wonderful group this is, and a middle school group. So I'm your clinician, so I'm gonna say less now, and I think I'll have a few things to say in the clinic, but all in all, just wow, amazing job. So congratulations on all your hard work.